Two Supreme Court decisions this week have divided religious conservatives. The court found that public displays of the Ten Commandments on government property are legal as long as the displays don't have an overt religious purpose. As NPR's Jason DeRose reports, that line of reasoning pleases some religious leaders and angers others.
The morning after the Supreme Court's decision, Dr. James Dobson devoted his entire daily Focus on the Family radio broadcast to the meaning of this week's rulings.
This is Focus on the Family for Tuesday, June 28th. I'm John Fuller. Our host is psychologist and author Dr. James Dobson. And
Dobson is one of the most powerful evangelical voices in the U.S. today. He told his radio audience he disagrees with the Supreme Court decisions because if people don't have overtly religious reasons for putting up a Ten Commandments display, they're not taking them seriously. And that, he said, is deeply troubling.
Because what it said is that you can only post the Ten Commandments in public buildings if you don't believe it, if it has no meaning, if it is simply an historic document or edifice.
But other conservatives say just because the Ten Commandments have historical and secular significance doesn't mean they cease to be sacred when presented in such a display.
Well, it's not that it lacks religious significance, it's that it serves a multi-function, if you will.
Jay Sekulow is chief counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He says regardless of the court's legal reasoning, the outcome that the Ten Commandments can be displayed on government property is favorable.
Clearly it's a sacred text, no one denies that. But it also serves, as Justice Breyer said, as a moral code and a moral guideline. And for that it takes on a different role. Because as all the justices acknowledged, no matter where they came out on the actual cases, that the Ten Commandments had a role with the development of the law in the Western civilization.
And for conservatives such as Sekulow, that's a victory. In two separate rulings, the Supreme Court said displays of the Ten Commandments are legal if they're part of a larger historical display and serve no overt religious purpose. However, such monuments are not legal if they were intended to be religious displays and serve to insert religion into government. Joe Leconte at the Heritage Foundation calls the court's decision a helpful compromise.
It's not a straight line from the Ten Commandments to the Constitution. That's where some of my friends on the right, I think, go wrong. We're given this choice, it seems to me, in our public debates today, between a sacred public square or a naked public square. And that's a false choice, because what the First Amendment really creates is the possibility of a civil public square.
And by civil, he means an acknowledgement of religion's important role in public life, but not a dominant one. Leconte says the commandments are both religiously and civilly symbolic. Still, for some people, that's not good enough. Focus on the Family spokesperson, Carrie Gordon Earl.
It is still a Judeo-Christian nation, and it has been since its inception. When you look at the polling data, most people do believe in God. This is not a nation of atheists. We should have the freedom in this country, even in a government setting, to declare this is important to us as a people and to be able to express that.
Earl says these Supreme Court rulings, both 5-4 decisions, by no means settle the issue. And Focus on the Family plans to continue raising the issue of Ten Commandment displays on government property. Jason DeRose, NPR News.